Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shiurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzhak Et Shalom. We're now in Masachet Chulin, Daf Yod Tet Amud Bet. About to take a look at Mishnah Dalet of the first parak. Hashochet min hatzdadin shchitato kishera. Hamolek min hatzdadin melikato pisula. Which means if you do shchita on the sides of the neck, instead of the front, it's still valid. But if you do melika on a bird in the mikdash, on the sides, it's invalid. Hashochet min ha'oref, if you do shkita from the back of the neck, shkita to psula. Hamolek min ha'oref, if you do melika from back there, melika to kshera. Hashochet min ha'tzavar, shkita to kshera. Hamolek min ha'tzavar, melika to psula. And the inverse is true about the front of the neck. Now, here's the rule. Shekol ha'oref kasher l'melika. All of the back of the neck is valid for melika. V'chol ha'tzavar, which ends up meaning approximately 270 degrees on that circle, in the front and the sides, kasher lishchita. Nimtza kasher bishchita pasul b'lika, kasher b'lika pasul bishchita. This is an introduction to the rest of the Mishnayot in the Perek, which are going to posit other things that are on some sort of a relational continuum and where they are disjointed sets. In other words, no component of one exists in the other. And it's important to note that in general, in the world of Kodashim and of Isurim, of ritual law, we generally see halachot, and halachot end up being very much self-contained and not relating to others in such a way that each one has its own parameters. And parameters of one do not usually inform the other, which is the exact opposite of the area of Nizikin, of civil and criminal law, where we are often used to employing a kal v'chomer logic to inform one area of halacha from another. And very quickly in the Gemara, we're going to see several braitot which will inform about this. Now, my oref, ilei ma'oref mamash, if we think oref is literally what we're talking about, which is the back of the head, ma'ir yeshochet, afilu molek nami, nothing can be done from there, not shchita or malika. Mimul or po amarachmana. A mul in Tanakh is not like mul in modern Hebrew. Mul means at the foot of. So mimul or po, velo orpo, which means at the foot of the orf, not the orf itself. Elamai orf, mimul orf. That's what it means in the Mishnah. Kitani seifa kola orf kasher limlika, and that's what's meant. Minhani mili. How do we know that that's where it's done? Ditan rabbanan mimul orpo, mul haroeta orf, which means below, which looks and can see or is in visual contact with the back of the head. Vechenu omer vehu yoshev mimuli. When Balak sends the message to Bilam, he talks about Am Yisrael sitting at basically out our foothills. V'omer ki fanu elai orif v'lo panim. In Yirmiyahu, the Kodesh Baruch Hu complains that Bnei Yisrael turned their back and not their face. My v'omer, why do we need the second pasuk? V'chitema orif guf elai adin hecha. We don't know where an orif is. Dinei da mul di dehecha. We don't know where the mul of an orif is if we don't know where the orif is. Toshma ki fanu elai orif v'lo panim. Therefore, we have pasuk from Yirmiyahu to tell us v'chal do orif v'lo panim. The orif is on the opposite side of the face. So the back of the face, which is the back of the head, that's the orif. Mul ha'orif is below that. Amri b'nei Rabbi Chiya. B'nei Rabbi Chiya, which is Yehuda and Chizkiah, the twin sons of Rabbi Chiya, said, Mitzvat melika machzir simanim l'achorei ha'orif u'molek. What's the mitzvah melika? You actually pull the simanim in around so that they are in back of the spinal cord, and you do melika. Ikad amri af machzir. Some people think that they meant that that's also valid. We'll think that they said that's the only way it's valid. And we stop our command of Af Machzir. We think that the position that it's also valid, but not that it's the only way, is preferred. Why? Then our Mishnah positive Malika opposite Shechita. If you think that you have to put the Simanim back there, now this is something we did not know before, but we're taking it on faith that if you pull the simanim in back of the spinal cord and cut from the back of the neck, that's a valid shchita. The shchita is not so much about location or direction, but it's about sequence, that you first cut the simanim before you get to the spinal cord. Which means that if our Mishnah is talking about a case where you pulled the simanim in back, then even shchita would be valid. So it must mean that Bnei Rabbi Chiya said you can also be machzir, and our Mishnah is talking about a case where you didn't. Am Rabbi Yani Kablu Haruvina Chuvatan. These kids will get their answer. Diktani, meaning I'm going to respond to them and show them that they are wrong about this position. Hanimitza kasher b'shchita pasul b'lika, kasher b'lika pasul b'shchita. The end of our Mishnah stated that whatever is valid for shchita is invalid for b'lika, and vice versa. Limute mai, what's that there to counter? Lav limute machzir simanim lachareya oref delo. So that means that if you pull the simanim in back of the spinal cord and cut, that's a valid shchita, that must be an invalid melika. In other words, melika has to be the exact opposite of shchita, where you cut through the bone first. Rav Rachana, lo, limute shein metziporin. No, what the Mishnah is cutting out is saying that shein and tziporin, meaning a fang or a nail, we have like a fingernail, which are valid for melika, are invalid for shchita, and vice versa. Knife for shchita is invalid for melika. Shein metziporin behadik tani lahu. We already have that in the previous Mishnah. It's there to tell you that molichu mevi, sawing back and forth, which is necessary in shchita and it's indispensable, is invalid in molika, and the one shot which is necessary for molika is invalid for shchita. That only works if you accept the position that when you do molika, if you go both ways, it's invalid. But if those who say you don't need to, but it's valid, then that wouldn't work. The answer is B'nai Rabbi Chiya, Savi Lakamadar Malach Mevi Melika Pasul. The B'nai Rabbi Chiya actually held like the position that says it's Pasul. And that all works now. Amar Rav Kana, Mitzvah Melika. How do we do the Mitzvah Melika? Kotzei Tzvi Yored. You cut it and go straight down. Once. Vezui Mitzvata. That's it. Some Rabbi Avin Lameimar Kotzei Tzvi Yored. Inim Melich Mevi Lo. Rabbi Avin thought that what Rav Kana meant was that's the only way to do it. And you can't go back and forth. Rabbi Yirmiyah said, no, molichu mevi, which is necessary in shchita, certainly it's the better in melika, so certainly it's good. So my zui mitzvata, what does Rav Kahana mean? A ma'af zui mitzvata, meaning that's also acceptable. Rabbi Yirmiyah Amar Shmuel, now we have something a bit new. Kol ha-kasher b'shchita kenegdo ba'orif kasher b'melika. Any act, it seems, which is valid in shchita, the same act on the opposite side of the head, in the back of the neck, is valid for melika. Implying ha-pasul b'shchita, pasul b'melika. If it's invalid on one, it's invalid for the other on the back. Limute mai, what's being cut out? Ilema limute ikur simanim, if it's there to tell you that if you pull the simanim out, which is no good for shchita, so the same thing will be true for melika. Vatan Rabbi Chezkel, inikur simanim ba'of. He says there just is no problem like that with birds at all, not melika or shchita, we think. But papa limute rosho, it's there to tell you that you can't cut in the head. Rosho pshita mulor po amarachmana. The Malika says has to be mumulor po velo berosho. That's below. So my rosho shipui rosho. What do we mean by the head? We mean the slope of the head. If you cut on a slant, starting with the back of the head on the slope of the head and cut down, then it's invalid. Following Rav Huna, who quoted Rav Asi, Dam Rav Huna Rav Asi, he grim shlish v'shachat shnei shlish. We had this in the previous podcast. If you did Hagrama of the first third and the last two thirds were in the proper zone, psula, because you started out in the wrong zone. So that's what we believe Shmuel is trying to present here. Ravacha bered Rav Ravashi, hadatan Rav Chezkel nikur simanim ba'of. So he said this position that Rav Chezkel said that there is no issue with ikur simanim on a bird. That only works according to the position that says that shechting birds is not minat Torah. But if you hold it's minat Torah, yeshikur, then there is such a thing. Amar le'ad derabba. So he answered back and said the exact opposite. Ibcha mistabra. If you say yeshchita, that shechting birds is minat Torah, you can remember the achi agmei din ikur. It could be that that's the way Hashem taught Moshe. You do shchita, and when it comes to birds, ikur is not an issue. Meaning, since it was taught by, it's not taught in the Torah, therefore it has its own contours. And even if you want to say that you have to shech like a behema, linyan ikur lo havi kebehema, we don't say that for ikur. But if you say that all of shechita of birds is midrabanan, where will we get it from? Then we have to learn from behema, and ikur simanim will be out. So he presented the exact opposite position, which is that if you say that, this is what Rav Ashi said back, that if you say that shchita la'of is mina Torah, then you have room to say that there's just no din of ikur. That's the way it is in the Torah. But if you say it's through a banan, it has to be a problem of ikur, because we're going to get it from behema. Ravina Marli Ravin Bar Kisi. Had the time Rabbi Chezkel, Ikur Simanim Ba'of, Lomani Elabim Likah. So here's something new. He said that this rule that Rabbi Mechezkel said is only true about Malika. Aval b'shchita yesh ikur. When it comes to shchita avanof, there is ikur, which of course puts the whole previous conversation with Rashi sort of moot. V'yamar v'yirmi yamar shmua kol ha-kasher b'shchita k'negdova arv kasher b'malika ha-pasul pasul. But how could you possibly say that when it comes to Malika, there's no issue of ikur simanim, but when it comes to of b'shchita, there is ikur simanim? Shmuel said, whatever is valid for shchita, on the opposite side is valid for Malika, and if not. The answer is, ahu pliga, really, he's at odds with Shmuel. That position of explaining Rambam Chezkel as limiting his leniency of a lack of issue of ikur simanim to Malika is at odds with the statement of Shmuel that sort of equates shchita to Malika. Okay, we'll pick it up with Zeiri's halacha in the next podcast as we continue looking at issues of Malika and shchita and their symmetrical relationship. In the meantime, you should have a wonderful day.